You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
Today I want to introduce you to a tertiary education institution that puts sustainable development, and particularly sustainable rural development, at the very core of its offering. And while it's located in Central America, it welcomes students from all over the world, because the whole aim of this place is to educate them in agricultural and social entrepreneurship techniques that can drive positive socio-economic change and environmental change when they go back to their home countries at the end of their studies. And that means that more than 80% of the students actually come from rural areas all over the world, and their studies are mostly subsidized to make sure that developing countries in particular have access to this program and the skills that can be taken back to them afterwards. Earth University was actually founded in the late 1980s, and it is about to receive its first ever South African student in the next intake. His name is Adam Forster, and he is with me on the line to tell us more about the institution and what he's going to be doing there, and a little bit more about his own story. Adam, it's great to have you with us on the show. Welcome.
Hello, ma'am. Thank you for having me. I've always been told I've got the face for radio, so I'm glad to finally be here.
Well, welcome. You're in good company, Adam. As a matter of interest, have you always been interested in pursuing some kind of future in agriculture or sustainable development, or was this something you came to quite late in your schooling?
I've come to this quite late in my schooling. In about grade 10, I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to study, but I did some job shadowing in the commodity trading sector.
Yeah.
And I absolutely fell in love with it. And I thought to myself, you know what? I've got to stay as close to the fork as possible, because there's definitely job opportunities here, and it's definitely a way that I can help my community.
That's amazing. Now, Adam, I know helping your community and being an active citizen is something you've been involved with all the way since your school days. I know you were active on your Representative Council of Learners at Pretoria Boys High.
Yes, that's correct. I was the deputy chairperson in 2019 and the chairperson in my matric year in 2020. So it's always been something I've tried to stay with throughout my whole high school career.
And is that an ethos that's been implanted in you at home, Adam, or have you just felt a sense of wanting to contribute?
Yes, my family has always been really big on giving back to the community, because it's always up to us to look after, or not to look after, but to help our community as much as possible. We live in a global village, so we have to try to help each other out.
Now, Adam, how did you come to hear about Earth University? Because until I read about your story and the fact that you were going there, I had never even heard a whiff of the fact that such a place existed. How did you come across it?
No, definitely, same, yeah. I chatted to a lady by the name of Flami Ngwenya last year, just to try to get placements overseas, look for potential universities overseas. And in January, she sent me an advert from Earth University in Costa Rica, and she asked, you know, do I want to apply? And I thought to myself, well, you know, I first had to Google where Costa Rica is, because I had absolutely no idea. Started with the admission process, applied in early February, went through a whole bunch of aptitude tests and interviews and family interviews, started getting relatively excited throughout this whole process, and now eventually I was able to be accepted, and I must say I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, congratulations on getting through that really rigorous assessment, Adam, because as I mentioned at the start, you're the first South African student who's ever been accepted to the school, and they only take 100-odd students per year, so it is a real feather in your cap that they said yes to you. Tell us a little bit more about what attracted you to Earth University. I mean, you're going to be studying towards an agricultural degree, but it sounds like they've got a pretty unique sort of ethos and focus on ethical learning and on giving back. It's more than just a place to go and learn the tools of the trade, as it were.
Yes, definitely. They say in their website that they're wanting to build the leadership of the future, essentially. So while they do focus on farming and agronomy as the main subjects, they also focus on ethics and leadership, and one day when we're done with the degree, returning to our country of origin and building the community. I often use the saying, if you give a fish to a man, he's fed for a day, but if you teach a man to fish, he's fed for life.
Yeah.
So I think that's, well, I like to believe that that's definitely a motto that they adopt, and they want to try give back as much as possible.
So just to be clear, as much as you are going overseas to study for 4 years, your intention is at the end of that degree to bring what you've learned there back to South Africa?
Yes, that's correct. South Africa is my home and it will always be. This is where my family is. So my intention is definitely to come back home.
We're talking to Adam Forster, who is going to be a little bit later this year, the first ever South African student to attend Earth University in Costa Rica. Adam, you're going to be joining an absolutely polyglot, multilingual, multicultural body of students, 400 in total, roughly 100 students per year of the four-year degree at any one time. And my understanding is that at any time, there's roughly 40 to 50 different countries represented on campus. How do they manage the language issue with students coming from such diverse backgrounds? It's in Central America. I'm guessing that the language of tuition is likely to be Spanish?
Yes, that's correct. The whole degree is offered in Spanish. I have to learn Spanish. That's why I'm going in August this year to go into a cultural immersion project to learn it. So luckily, all of the students, no matter where you're from, you have to learn Spanish. So at least we'll be able to communicate in Spanish. There will be a lot of students that will study English as a second language. So we can also communicate in English at certain stages.
Adam, let's talk a little bit about the challenge of getting there. Getting through that very rigorous application process was just the first step on a very long journey. It's a $30,000 a year college. And as I mentioned at the start, there is substantial subsidies available. There are substantial subsidies available for many students, but you still have to do quite a lot of fundraising for yourself, don't you?
Yes, that's correct. As a family, we're looking for sponsors here in South Africa, much like Earth University is looking for sponsors in Latin America. But from my side, I definitely want to look for sponsors here in South Africa, because like you mentioned, I'm the first South African going there, but I definitely don't want to be the last. And I want to open doors for other South Africans that have the same opportunity as what I do.
So what's your thinking? Are you hoping that in introducing companies here in South Africa to the idea of the Earth University and encouraging them to help you get there, they might take a long-term interest in helping other students follow in your footsteps?
Yes, that's correct. That's the aim of the game here.
Okay. Adam, if somebody listening to this interview is going, this is an exciting story that my brand wants to be aligned with, can we connect them with you off air to find out more? Or is there a website or Facebook page we should be directing them to?
You can direct them directly to me. Earth University said that if we are able to find somebody like this, they will be very involved in this. They've created a profile for me and they will be involved in the initial interview. Also, just to give a little bit more background on themselves.
Okay, so if anybody listening wants more information, just drop me an email after the show to pippah@capetalk.co.za and I can connect you off air with Adam. Adam, I mean, just a word of encouragement to other students who you think might or should consider applying to Earth University. You obviously haven't got there yet, so you can't share the lived experience, but from what they've communicated around their ethos and their sort of aim for the future, what do you want to say to other South African students to encourage them to think about doing what you've done?
As somebody who is very close to my family, obviously it's scary to leave, but the opportunity that is here is definitely something that people shouldn't look past. As scary as it sounds to learn a new language, to go to a country where you have no family, if I can put it that way, does seem very, very scary, but honestly, the opportunity is second to none. And I would encourage absolutely anybody and everybody to apply for this.
Well, Adam, before we say goodbye, I want you to hold the line because somebody has called in who actually has a family member who's been to Earth University, and that's Di in Constantia. Di, good afternoon.
Hi, so good to hear this young man and so exciting to hear that being a South African made the breakthrough. My niece, Leisha Hewitt, graduated from the UP 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And she went there from the UK where my younger sister was a resident. So she traveled on a British passport. But what was so remarkable was that this graduate year, however many graduates go through in a year, are all geared to form a network around the world that will remain networked. So the intention of the university is to put out a specialist in every area of natural resource sustainability. And they have remained connected. Leisha works across the globe. She connects with people who graduated in her year on a regular basis. And it was so encouraging to hear how this has strengthened a bond of new minds who get out there and don't feel isolated, but they have an association or a group that they can call on for any challenge that they take on. They'll know somebody who is specialized in that field.
Yeah.
Just from their graduate year.
It's a remarkable concept, Di. And I mean, has it worked? I mean, in Leisha's case, the idea is you go back to your home country and plow this learning back into communities there. Has she stayed true to that course?
Oh, absolutely. She's worked here in permaculture. She's currently living in Oregon, where three or four of her graduate colleagues are building a huge organic farm. She's worked in Costa Rica in establishing a tourism environment. And she's also worked in Maui, wow, which was very interesting because on the island of Maui, there are no more indigenous flora. Everything which grows on Maui is exotic. So she and a couple of others were commissioned by a very wealthy Hawaiian to go and reestablish an indigenous garden on Maui.
How
amazing. So she's had the most incredible journey so far.
Di, thank you so much. I mean, that's wonderful to hear the kind of future that lies hopefully at Adam's doorstep a few years from now. I want to thank you so much for sharing your niece's story based on having graduated already from Earth University 15 years ago. As I mentioned, it was founded in the late 1980s and I think graduated its first class around about 1990 or 91 or so. Adam, I mean, it must fill your heart with joy to hear that kind of feedback that Di has just shared with us about what's lying in wait for you.
I'm even more excited to join that family in Earth University now.
Adam, I want to say the best of luck to you and thank you for bringing this place to our attention. I think many people had never heard of the facility before, and I really want to thank you for taking the time to chat to us today. I hope it's going to be everything you dream of, that it's going to live up to all the expectations you're taking with you. And please keep in touch with us. I'd love to have a follow-up conversation with you at the end of that four-year degree.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Adam Forster, congratulations once again. The first South African student to be accepted at Earth University in Costa Rica. If you would like to read up more about it for yourself, as a matter of interest, their website is www.earth.ac.cr. earth.ac.cr. Thanks again to Di for sharing that wonderful feedback on someone who's already been through that process. We do appreciate your call.